don't want these too long. So that's one of the ways of understanding that. It's a key clue to realizing what you're beginning to deal with this, that you're dealing with demonization. Habit is different than compulsion. If it's a habit, there are a lot of people who have habits, and there's some addictions that are just simply habits. You can disciple somebody and discipline somebody out of a habit. Habits, the old saying, habits were made to be broken. And they're broken by simply introducing discipline. How does somebody break a habit of smoking? They discipline themselves not to smoke a cigarette. They discipline themselves to do something else to not do that. Okay, it's the same with any habit. I'm in the habit of sleeping very late every day, and so I don't get my work done. Well, that's not necessarily a compulsion, and it's not demonic. You're just in a bad habit, you're lazy. Introduce some discipline and disciple the person, set the alarm and get up. Sometimes you may have to be with them, so when the alarm goes off, you throw a glass of cold water on their face and you begin to teach them a new habit. You can get somebody out of a habit through discipline. Demonization that comes through compulsion, you can't discipline that out of somebody, because no matter how much they try, that compulsion gets so great, and they can make some really great strides at it, but eventually the compulsion overwhelms them and they fall into it again. And that's when they begin to get discouraged. When you hear somebody talk about being driven to do something, you can pretty much, you know, I can't help myself get angry. I just get angry at everything.
But then what about people with an actual condition of OCD?
Again, that's where we need to discern, is that really medically something's going on, or is it demonic?
Yeah.
Some of those that are
over time, they become, it could be demonic.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we've fallen down as the church. Because either we just don't, we go along with the doctors and dose them up on medicine, which makes them docile and unable to fight the demon, or we discourage them by praying and praying and praying over them. Nothing's happening because it really is a medical condition that they need help with. And we're praying for the wrong thing. So we really need to discern between those two. But again, looking at the idea of the compulsion, though. And when you see that, you can pretty much... You can see that as a first step of saying, you know what, there may be demonization here. I'm not saying it's always that. Like you said, there are some medical conditions that cause people to do things that they really don't want to do either. It's a good starting point. Now, demonization can come in many forms. First of all, it can be seen in the manifestation of a particular spirit in the attitude and speech of the person. In this instance, we see somebody who is overcome by fear, depression, bitterness, or anger, or some other emotion. The person has, in this case, held on to lies of demons and have given over certain areas of their emotions to that demonic influence, and they respond frequently in that manner. Often somebody who has uncontrollable anger has a root issue of demonization. Phobias. I can pretty much guarantee that 99% of phobias are demonically inspired. They have a root in demonization. Phobias are just unnatural fears. You know, you're terrified of death, you're terrified of being alone, you're terrified of leaving, you know, a particular area, your house, you're terrified of spiders. You know, one thing to be scared of them. You know, I don't like spiders, but, you know, spider comes, kill the thing. Don't like it, it's yucky, but there are people who are terrified, and they see a spider and their whole life falls apart. Arachnophobia, we call it. Those kind of phobias are demonically inspired, and we have to understand that we're dealing with demonization there and deal with that accordingly. It can be seen, demonization can be seen in addictions. Addictions are compulsions to act in a particular manner which is usually harmful to the person themselves or to others. So a lot of times when you see addictions, addictions to porn, addictions to drugs, addiction to alcohol. Addictions have, people have a way of getting addicted to things. Nicotine is addictive. Drugs are addictive. You start taking heroin, your body begins to crave heroin. Sometimes it is very simply the fact that you made a bad choice and started down the road with something that is harmful to you. Many times, though, the addiction comes because of demonization. Because it's a drive. Remember, demons are out to destroy a person. They're out to keep a person, a Christian, from accomplishing the fullness of what God's called them to be. So those addictions often come from demonization. Demonization is the influence of a demon in a person's life. And when we have to learn to begin to deal with those things, because you can see, you can help somebody get off of a drug, okay? But if it's demonization, you're going to watch that person go right back to it. Then they get off of it again. But then when the situations of life come up, the compulsion that this is the only way to handle it is back to the drug, Sally.
So what happens is a chemical imbalance develops. The person uses alcohol and drugs, and by using it, then they alter their chemistry. So when they come off it, their chemistry is altered, and they're, you know, it's so uncomfortable that they need to go back to the drug in order to normalize. I know I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic.
Yeah, and many times that's the case. Like I said, there can be physical causes of that.
But then the chemical imbalance is very real.
Yeah.
So that's more of a medical condition.
Right. But then there's also times where I've seen people who were alcoholics. It was totally demonization. And we actually traced it down to the root of the demon. We just didn't know how to deal with that. And they would get off of it, and it was because everything else associated with that was totally demonic.
There's spiritual recovery in alcoholism.
Yep, absolutely.
It's spiritual recovery.
And that's part of, these are things, though, that we have to be aware of. So, it helps us to understand how demons often manifest themselves. It can be an obsession. Obsession and a drive for a person to live or to act in a particular manner that is not normal. Okay? Obsessive compulsive disorder is not normal for human beings. My own mother has that. If my mother comes in your house and sees a picture slightly off slant, she cannot function until she pushes that picture to where it's nice and even. She can't function in a house that's disorderly. Not just, a little bit messed up. Everything's got to be in its place. That is not natural. I'm all for clean. We have to keep things clean. I love an orderly house. When I really need to work, the first thing I do is organize my desk and clean up everything around it because the clutter just drives me crazy. But obsessive compulsive disorder causes people to do things very unnaturally. There's people I know that cannot touch a doorknob. Literally, they don't leave their house unless someone's with them because they can't touch a doorknob. They are so obsessed with germs that they look really weird to other people. They walk up to a door and stand there till somebody walks out and opens it for them. That kind of obsession with something many times has a demonic root to it, and it's an expression of demonization. It can also be a manifestations that are superhuman or unhuman in a person. These would include voices that are not the person's coming out, the person's voice, contortions of the body. Okay, like I said, the contortion of the face into another face. I've seen people contorted by demonic beings. Their bodies twist in ways that the body was not meant to be twisted. Demons can do that with people. I don't understand the functioning of that, but it happens. Uncontrollable fits. We saw in the accounts in Scripture where the young boy would have seizures and fits that would cast him into the fire and water and so on. These things are manifestations of, the supernatural strength where the guy, the demoniac of the Gerasenes would break off chains. Again, manifestations of demonization. It can be in an inexplicable disease in which medicines aren't helping. And we've seen this many times where people are going to doctors and The doctors can't explain. Everything they're doing has worked on other people, but for some reason it's not working on this person. That's probably demonization. It's a manifestation of a demon in their life. If you can deal with the demonization, you'll probably see the person get healed instantaneously, such as the deaf, dumb, and mute people that we saw in the scriptures. It can be seen in demonic activity manifesting in a place or around a person, such as seeing ghosts, seeing black shadows, you know, pass through the room, nightmares. Nightmares are usually some form of demonization. Continuous nightmares, night after night after night after night, is definitely an issue of demonization. The demonic realm is coming and playing with your mind and your dreams, causing you to have these dark dreams, and they make you feel exhausted when you wake up. They're wearing you down. They're tearing your mind apart. We're going to talk about how to deal with some of those things. Things such as, again, on this next one, understand. There's many times medical conditions that cause these, but things such as schizophrenia or multiple personality disorder. Now, I will probably stand a little more firm. Multiple personality disorder is something that occurs very specifically through some form of demonization. And I will probably stand very strong on that. Multiple personality disorder is different from schizophrenia in that it is where the body literally splinters off a new personality. And it always comes as a result of some kind of traumatic incidents. Satanists and witches actually cause multiple personality disorder to occur within young children in order that they can use them in their rituals and hide their rituals and keep even the child from understanding what's going on. Okay? Their rituals are disgusting and horrible. And the things they do to cause this, I've actually read testimonies of people who are not saved, who got out of witchcraft and Satanism, who have written down what they do. It causes multiple personality disorder. It causes people to splinter off personalities. Human trafficking. The men who train those prostitutes often will cause a multiple personalities to manifest within the person. They do it through trauma. Trauma is always an inroads to the enemy. And that causes, and within, when you're dealing with somebody with multiple personality disorder, many times some of the personalities that show up are demons. Mm-hmm. Other times they're personalities of the person. You have to deal with the demonic, you have to deal with what you can. You can bring healing to somebody with multiple personality disorder, but you have to restore the personalities, and you have to bring them back together. It's a long, drawn-out process. But it is always, from everything I've read on it and everything that I've seen on it, it has demonic roots. Okay? Schizophrenia is a little different. Sometimes there is demonic roots. Sometimes it's just there's a physical disconnect in the brain somewhere that causes that. So again, in that case, we need to pray for discernment in what's going on.
What about bipolar?
I think many of those diseases of the personality probably somewhere has some demonic root to it. Whether getting rid of the demonic background or the demonic influence will totally heal the person right away, I don't know, but I think it will definitely give the person a better opportunity to, you know, for even medicines and stuff to respond the way they should. But I do believe things that cause, again, remember, well, we're going to deal with that, but remember, when you start seeing something that causes a human being to be demeaned, to be dehumanized, to attack the very nature of the glory of God within a person, you probably have some kind of demonic activity or influence going on there, because that's what they're really out to do. Bipolar disorder is a horrible thing that really causes people to react in ways that they really shouldn't be. And if you talk to the person, they also, you know, when they get in the safe side to deal with, they actually don't like it when they get that way. So, you know, again, we'll talk about dealing with some of these stuff. So discerning demonization is an important part of the, to determine or note, again, the sense of compulsion and obsession that, that's behind the manifestation. And that's one of the key things. It's also very key to seek the Lord's understanding on things. You can't just enter, and this is again one of the reasons why I said a lot of the things that I've seen over the years in deliverance have been a little disturbing, because what I see is people who are just standing there and immediately saying this is demonic instead of really dealing with what could be some of the issues. And because of that, I've talked to people who have been in services where the speaker said, you're under the influence of a demon and blah, 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 and they're walking away in fear and terror and in tears because, what do you mean I'm under a demon? You know, they don't get what's going on. So they weren't really helped. And they were probably actually, their condition was made worse because now you've introduced fear into the picture. Okay? So understanding what demonization is helps us to begin to look to the Lord, look to the Holy Spirit. We can see that, hey, this looks like demonization. God, what is this? And let the Holy Spirit give us an understanding of not only what is happening, but if it is demonization, what spirits are causing that. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. So, what's the purpose of demonization? And this we talked about in the first part of the course, but I just want to again... Go ahead.
Are we going to get a break soon?
Yes. Do you need a break? We can take one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a 10-minute break. Okay. Please remind me, because there's a lot to cover, so I'm going to be pushing. 10 minutes, please. Thank you, Swarna.
I didn't want to miss the lecture.
No.
I'll go your frame powerfully upstairs.
Yeah.
It was thundering down here.
Next door.
It was good, though.
I'm going to get it. What did you say?
Well, I knew it was him when I walked in. I heard his voice. And I said, oh my goodness, that's an ambulance. What's going on in there? It was good. Then I came in and then he stopped.
Demonization? Yes, it can actually be both. And that's why we really need to ask the Lord for understanding. The demonization can actually intensify and make it worse. And actually, sometimes the medicine
actually makes it
more and more doses of medicine.
40 minutes, right now I'm going to plug it in.
Okay, with the person, and
I may,
then that begins actually.
Sometime in the afternoon I may plug my phone into your laptop just to
okay.
Steal some juice.
I left my charger.
A dollar a minute.
Wow.
Gee,
Chris.
No. I don't know. It's a kilowatt hour. It's like 30 cents.
Yeah, but you're in heat.
We probably see the
benefit. Exactly. The market here is ridiculous. this is highway robbery. So, yeah, so I did get the email about the students, or you know, the young lady. I'm trying to remember if I knew her or if I had met her.
No, you haven't, because I barely remember her.
Okay.
I looked at multiple pictures, and finally, the last picture I saw, I was like, oh, okay, I have this picture. You came a couple times to young lady, but not enough I would remember.
One of the things we did talk about in the last class was Satan calls us to get stressed out. When we're stressed out,
no, yeah, I can't say she was a young lady.
Okay, so she came like that.
So something hits
us. Probably a couple of times.
I find my greatest struggle with cinema when I'm stressed out. Because number one, I just
can't really. It's like hanging out. Exactly, can't bring friends.
I
would be better about appointing.
So I just let myself go and, I can explode in unrighteous anger whatever sin happens in front of me because I just don't want to fight.
I don't always input the info.
And so it's, the enemy will work. That's one of his schemes. If he can get us hired, if he can get us.
Yeah, well, that's what made me think. It's going to die. She would not have.
Because night after night,
because lots of dreams. The iPads are being discontinued. I know.
John Paul Jackson talked about
that. iPad 2 or one of the older ones, so they're working it really now.
So that's what I got. It's easier to pass around.
He was afraid to sleep.
Track that. Then he just opens himself up. Well, as long as you know where this iPad ends up.
And it not only influenced by the enemy.
You know what we would do is a leader would come around.
$100 off, and up to $100 if you bring the thing in.
I know what you're saying.
Facebook.
I still don't understand.
A lot of people say.
So you understand that if it's 100 over 70, that is the.
Yeah, I think it is starting to get a little chilly.
They may have to cut it back more.
Like Facebook, a lot of times you see likes on Facebook.
Or that's hot.
Who cares? Why would I bother?
Yeah.
So you may need to just.
You know, why do I bother? That's because you can see pictures of your kids and their accomplishments. The reason you come to this is you think you're a this, and there's always, you know, like a incentive or, you know, the purpose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I don't have any ideas for it.
So we need a Facebook page. Easy.
Every time you go on that,
like, I'm not going to do it, but I want to. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't do it. And then I never get drunk. So it's one of those things that 5 years where I work.
It's easy to set up a Facebook page, but social media is all about interaction. Constant updates on a daily basis. Maybe it's all on a daily, not necessarily daily, but how are you doing? And talking back.
Amazing. That is from God. There's nothing out there that I know of.
That's the same thing with Mount Hazium. They want a business Facebook page, and they want to manage it because they can't. I'm going to teach them how to manage it. They don't have the time for this. So yeah, managing it is it's a big commitment, but it doesn't come easy. You know, Facebook doesn't come easy. It's not something you naturally want to do. So that's the difference.
And it would be someone that they feel so comfortable and they're able to connect with Facebook and Twitter.
So it's a great opportunity for when have a temporary charge to go over.
No, I agree. Unfortunately,
There's National Pride Day celebrating. It's just a mathematical thing. Mount Hazium, they had a pie, so they had lots of pie at the place, and they had a big event. It was fun.
You know what I mean?
So when you know the stuff, like,
I get to remember.
If people, they have it on their phones, they're always being bombarded. They're always saying, these upcoming events on their feed, and so you're always in their mind.
I don't want to have this be bizarre.
Okay, let's pick up and get started again.